is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an address at Hanoi's National Convention Center Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said Americans and Vietnamese are, quoting now, embarking on a 100-year journey together. The president spoke before an audience of more than 2,000 people.
With this visit, we've agreed to elevate our security cooperation and build more trust between our men and women in uniform. We'll continue to offer training and equipment to your Coast Guard to enhance Vietnam's maritime capabilities. We will partner to deliver humanitarian aid in times of disaster.
Mr. Obama touched on the topics of economic development and human rights, arguing that the two often go hand in hand. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to appoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of its former leader, Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike. But members of the Taliban's leadership council have reportedly been meeting at an undisclosed location to elect a new leader. There are reports that an announcement could be expected within the next couple of days. A senior member of the group's leadership council has urged Taliban fighters not to draw conclusions about the fate of Mansour in the wake of what he called self-created reports. Greek authorities began the evacuation of a makeshift refugee camp in Idomeni on Tuesday. The camp housed an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities say no force will be used in the evacuation. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the Justice Department will seek the death penalty against Dylan Roof, the white man accused of last year's massacre in a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. South Carolina prosecutors had already said they would pursue the death penalty.
Speaking in Vietnam Monday, President Obama said he is confident TPP will pass Congress. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had this reaction to the president's prediction.
Somewhere between delusional and overly optimistic.
Democrat Dick Durbin noted America's remaining presidential contenders all oppose TPP. Asked about TPP's chances, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said, quote, "It's a tough lift." Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
As despesas do setor público se encontram.
Brazilian interim president Michel Temer said Tuesday he will seek a cut in public spending and take other austerity measures to bolster the nation's faltering economy. He hopes the actions will reduce the nation's deficit and boost investor confidence.
Görüşmeleri yapacaklar.
That's Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He was warning Tuesday that his government will scrap a migrant readmission arrangement with the European Union unless the Europeans authorize visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. The Democratic National Committee announced Monday the group tasked with formulating the party platform will include five representatives picked by Senator Bernie Sanders and six by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Another four members will be chosen by DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. A Pennsylvania judge has ordered entertainer Bill Cosby to stand trial on charges he molested a woman. The judge found that there is enough evidence to try Cosby on criminal charges. Kevin Steele is the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania District Attorney.
The evidence in this case that was presented at the preliminary hearing is of a limited basis. A preliminary hearing is a situation where we only have to show that a crime's committed and the defendant's connected to the crime. We did that through the victim's statement and the defendant's admissions to much of the crime.
Cosby could face 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted of sexually assaulting Andrea Kostlin in his Philadelphia home in 2004 after drugging her. The chief of U.S. airport security has been ousted amid widespread complaints from airline passengers about hours-long waits to get through security checkpoints at some of the country's busiest airports. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.